It's WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, 6:42. I'm Jennifer Lynn. America's presidential electoral process has existed throughout our history, and today is an important deadline. In this installment of Your Democracy, constitutional law professor Gloria J. Brown Marshall demystifies the Electoral College. She is the author of She Took Justice, The Black Woman, Law and Power, 1619 to 1969.
The presidential election is over. The popular vote has been counted, but did you know it's the Electoral College that elects the President of the United States? Unlike the legislative, executive, and judicial branches, most of us don't know how the Electoral College works. First, let's be clear. The Electoral College is not a college. It's a group of political leaders meant to balance the popular vote of the people. The framers of the Constitution didn't quite trust regular people to have the full power to elect the leaders of the country, especially the commander-in-chief of the military. They created the Electoral College in 1787 under Article 2 of the Constitution. In the beginning, all leaders of the federal government were selected by the Electoral College and the Senate. That changed in 1804 with the 12th Amendment. Now, the Electoral College only elects the president and vice president after we vote. The popular vote and the Electoral College work together. The number of electors, 538, is equal to the total number of representatives and senators in Congress. So, the presidential and vice presidential candidates receiving 270 electoral votes, the majority, win the office. In most states, the electors will vote for the presidential candidate receiving the highest popular vote in their state. Each state's electors gather and certify the number of presidential votes. This year, December 14th, today, is the deadline for states to tally their popular votes and send the total electoral votes to Congress. But wait, there's one more step. On January 6th, Congress counts the electoral votes from each state, and the sitting vice president officially announces the next president and vice president of the United States. That's the Electoral College, and this is Your Democracy with Gloria J. Brown Marshall.
Major funding for Your Democracy is provided by a generous leadership gift from Fred and Barbara Sutherland. The Sutherlands gladly support WHYY and its commitment to the production of services that improve our quality of life.
It's 6:45.